Hi, this is Fulcanelli on BelowTopSecret.com's member podcast service. Just an introductory podcast from myself, just to say hi to everybody at ATS and to tell you all a little bit about myself. It's actually my first podcast anywhere ever, so do bear with me if I stumble over my words a little bit. I am a little bit nervous. It's all a little bit new to me, so please bear with me while I adjust to the learning curve here. To tell you a little bit about myself, to begin with, I live in London in the UK. And I've been referred to here and there as a conspiracy theorist on various issues since probably for the last 12, maybe a little bit more years. I haven't really posted on forums until the last couple of weeks, to be completely honest. I mean, ATS is really the first forum that I've truly immersed myself in. And I was really impressed when I came across it in way back in May, I believe. And it's taken me until the last couple of weeks, actually, since I first stumbled across ATS in May, to collect my thoughts sufficiently to post my first couple of contributions. But needless to say, I've been extremely pleasantly surprised by the not only the content of the site and the scope and the breadth and the depth of that, but also the general level of intelligent discussion that appears to go on in ATS concerning a lot of topics that I have a lot of interest in. So I hope to be able to contribute a little bit towards those topics myself. As I say, I'm broadly interested in a lot of the subject areas discussed in ATS, but in particular at the moment my interests have been focused on the July 7th bombings in London and the parallels between that incident and 9/11 and the implications of the 7/7 bombing and ancillary incidents to it to the current situation for people in London. Things like, for example, the increasingly draconian legislation that's been passed here in the wake of events like 7/7 that have allowed the sort of slow and steady erosion of our civil rights and our powers of dissent here in the UK. Obviously the flaws in the official story concerning the 7/7 events, and also that parallels 9/11 quite closely again. My own position concerning those two events is that they're part of an overall, most likely, given the available evidence rather, they're part of a overall strategy for global hegemony, or at least they've been manipulated and used as part of that strategy. I guess the underlying implication that I'm making here is that I've proved, at least to my own satisfaction beyond a reasonable doubt, given the available evidence, that certain individuals in positions of authority in both the US and the UK in both events were at the very least willfully and criminally negligent by allowing these things to happen with prior knowledge, or they were actively colluding in these events and actively can be considered directly culpable for these events themselves. Now either way, I truly believe that it's completely untenable position to say that the official reports in either case of 9/11 or 7/7 are exhaustive of what actually happened. I think that's completely untenable and has been demonstrated to be as such numerous times. But again, you know, that's something that I'll get into in further posts and in further contributions, hopefully. As I say, that's not my only area of research. It's something that I have extreme interest in at the moment because it's something that affects me acutely. But I do also hope to involve myself in discussion in other unrelated areas of research which appear on ATS. So, in summary, seeing as I've gone over my 4 minutes that I promised myself I wouldn't, I'd like to conclude this post by again saying hello to everybody on ATS and expressing my hope that I can be of some amusement to you all and some value in my posts and my contributions in the future. Again, this is Fulcanelli on the BelowTopSecret.com members podcast service, introducing myself and saying goodbye for now.